It's Monday, August 23rd, 2010. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed.
The finest ingredients are right in the mix.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Right back there, a band from Seattle, Washington. They're called Pill Wonder, and that was the song Gone to the Market. It's my favorite song off their debut EP. I guess it's an EP. Maybe it's an album. I don't know. Not that many tracks. It's called Jungle / Surf, and it's worth picking up. If you like Gone to Market, you might like everything else on the EP there, or album, whichever one it is. So, you know, you might want to check that out. It's in e-music and so on. All right, up next, a band from Los Angeles, California. They're called The Like, and I like to think of them as picking up where the Pipettes left off, though I think they technically predate the Pipettes and really have nothing to do with Pipettes. It's just that they visually, they convey the same sort of thing with the girls, with the, there's like four girls and they have the matching dresses, and they perform in sort of a 60s girl group kind of look. They don't necessarily sound exactly like a 60s girl group, and they don't really sound a whole lot like the Pipettes, really, but they kind of do, a little bit. And it pleases me that there's this new Pipettes-esque band, because I don't know if you know, but the Pipettes, they have a new album that came out not that long ago, and it's pretty dreadful. I don't know what happens. Like, they went off the wrong end of the diving board or something. It ain't no good. That's what's bad about the new Pipettes record. But anyway, so I'm not playing anything for the Pipettes. I'm playing the band The Like. Totally different. Not from London. They're from Los Angeles, and they're good. So here we go. We're going to hear two songs. We're going to hear Release Me. It's the title track from their new album, Release Me. And then we're going to hear a song, Walk of Shame. I like both a whole lot, and I think you're going to like them too. So check it out. The Like with Release Me, followed by Walk of Shame. Where else? We're right here on The Sounds of My Head.
sorry stay. I gave my heart away when I could love with grit and guts and reckless unrestraint. Those were the days.
Girl, don't always say that she's in love. give you all the sunset. Young lovers get strange desires. This sudden fall of yesterday. Who are you? It's your favorite sign. Have you noticed how she looks when it comes out? Something in this world carries the lonely through the dark before we lose them.
Right back there, we heard three songs in a row by a band from Memphis, Tennessee. They're called Magic Kids. And Magic Kids, they're kids. I think they're pretty young, those guys. And they're great. I haven't seen them live, but I've been told that I should see them live by my friend Jessica, who I should mention recommended like half the stuff on this show, or more than half. Maybe three quarters. I don't know. She recommended everything. And it took a long time. You know, she saw a lot of these bands at South by Southwest in Austin. And she was like, oh, you got to put all these bands on your show. And the problem was that, like, none of them had anything released yet, you know, because they go to South by Southwest and they don't have any albums or anything. So it took a long time for a lot of these bands to sort of become available for me to play, including Magic Kids. So I was kind of waiting for a while to get my hands on the Magic Kids, though apparently they're great live, so I've heard. Anyway, so there we go, Magic Kids. We heard Hey Boy, followed by Summer, followed by Hideout, all three from their terrific debut record, Memphis, which a lot of it, as you could probably tell, reminds me of Dent May and his magnificent ukulele. I played him on the show a while back. Vocals sound a lot like that. And then also just the band in general, they kind of remind me of the Ice Cream Socialists, a band I really wanted to just like have albums come out all the time. I loved them so much. It was like these kids from Georgia and they were great. And I guess these guys are also from Tennessee, so it's sort of similar to Georgia. I don't know, to me, Memphis, Georgia, I don't know, whatever. It's all down south, right? Okay, up next, a band from Los Angeles again. These guys are called Rainbow Arabia, and we're going to hear two songs. We're going to hear Holiday in Congo, followed by Harlem Sunrise. Both great songs from another kind of, what is this, an EP, an album? I think it's an EP. It's called Kabuki Mono, and it's got seven songs on it. So it's either a long EP or a very short album. But either way, it's got some great stuff on it, including Holiday in Congo and Harlem Sunrise. So check them out. They're from Echo Park. They're proud of that fact. That's where they say they're from, not Los Angeles. They're from Echo Park. Whatever. Okay, so here we go. Rainbow Arabia with Holiday in Congo, followed by Harlem Sunrise, right now on The Sounds in My Head.
butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
A reading rainbow.
A reading rainbow.
It's a double rainbow all the way. Whoa, that's so intense. Whoa, man. Whoa. Whoa. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, my God. Woo. Oh, wow. Woo. Yeah. Oh my god, look at that. It's starting to even look like a triple rainbow. Wow. Oh my god, it's full on double rainbow all the way across the sky.
I've really been laying it on thick with the rainbows. I don't know if you noticed that, but we just heard two songs by Reading Rainbow. They're from Philadelphia. Before that, I had the Reading Rainbow theme song, because, you know, I get confused. Everything in iTunes, the ID3 tags, it all says Reading Rainbow. So how the hell am I supposed to keep track of the, you know, garage rock band from Philly versus the 80s PBS long-running kids show theme song? Anyway, I love all of that music, in fact, and Rainbow Arabia. It's all great. So a lot of good Rainbow 7. I have contemplated doing a Rainbow special episode, because there's so many bands with Rainbow, and I have a lot of songs with rainbows. I thought, man, I could totally do a Rainbow special episode, but I had just done a special episode last week, and it wasn't really, I don't feel strongly about rainbows, so I decided against it. But anyway, so here we go. We just heard two songs by Reading Rainbow. They're from Philly. We heard A Life to Find, followed by The Sun's Out, both pretty good and very representative of their album Mystical Participation. And if you liked either of those tracks, I highly recommend the record. You can pick it up from a website that sells it. It's like a, yeah, maybe it's a record label, I'm not sure, but it's a good deal. You get like a whole kind of package of stuff for not much money, so it's worth checking out if you liked that music there. All right, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, a band also from Los Angeles. They're called Wounded Lion, and we're going to hear Belt of Orion. It's from their self-titled debut, Wounded Lion, which came out this year, and is quite good in the same sort of, you know, I don't know how to describe it, but Kelly says that the lead singer reminds her of Jonathan Richman, which I can hear that. I don't think the music doesn't really remind me of Jonathan Richman all that much, but I, you know, sometimes a little bit. And on this song in particular, which I have to admit, not necessarily the most representative song on the record, Belt of Orion, but my favorite song, I can definitely hear Jonathan Richman. So if you like this song, definitely you know, go to iTunes, listen to all the other cuts off the record, see if you like it. And if you do, pick it up, like you should everything that you hear on the show that you like. So here we go, Wounded Lion, Belt of Orion, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Wet Rainbow by Tipsy. I also talked over Over the Rainbow by Patty Simon off the Organ Grinder Pizza Collection, and Rainbow Connection, as covered by the O'Neill Brothers. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen, become a fan in Facebook, and leave comments either in Facebook or at The Sounds in My Head website at thesoundsinmyhead.com. And tune in again in 2 weeks on September 6th for an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.